Hey, everybody. So, still trucking along on hashtag 60 days, and I was just sitting here. I'm finishing up my workout. So, I did arms at home because I've got calls. I have you guys at 10 o'clock Central Time today. So, if you are watching this on July 31st, on a Saturday, I have you guys next. So, I'm going to be wrapping up here. I worked out at my gym so that I have plenty of time to blow out my weave. These extensions. They're hilarious. I love them and I love the look, but they are like owning a puppy right now. It keeps me up at night. It wants to be petted and brushed all the time. It whines a little bit. So, hi. What I did was I did arms here and then I'm doing a treadmill routine that I love, which is super simple. Get your heart rate up without like pounding your joints. So you just, basically you're just gonna walk whatever speed is a little bit uncomfortable. Like, it's like if you were going to be at the mall, you weren't going to run, but you knew there was a sale and you're like, I want to be the first one to get to the doors. So you would be like hauling your ass through the mall. So it's a good walk. Then for 1 minute, you hold 3 pound dumbbells in your hands. Okay. So you're going to walk at your good pace with 3 pound dumbbells. And for 1 minute, the dumbbells hang down at your sides. So you need to have a walk pace where your arms can be down by your sides and walking and with good control. Then the next minute, you put your arms this way and you have your hands where your palms are facing each other. So you're going to walk back and forth fist style, but you want the dumbbell like in that hammer grip style. Do 1 minute that way. Then you do another minute where you take the dumbbells, you hold them straight above your head and you walk. So whatever quick pace you do, it has to be able to have good form and do that. So like for me, it's just 3.3. For some of you, it's going to be like 2.5. It's not so much about the speed doesn't really matter as much as you just want a fast enough speed where you can keep good form and that you aren't like compromising and you know, tweaking your back. So 1 minute straight above. Take your arms back down, put them by your sides, keep your weights. You walk another minute. You do another minute hammer style with your dumbbells at your, like with your arms 90 degrees. Then you do another minute straight up. Then you put your arms down, one more minute, then you switch. So rather than your palms facing each other this way, you're gonna walk with your palms facing up with your dumbbells. Just works your bicep a little bit differently. 1 minute walking that way. Then you're gonna walk 1 minute this way with your dumbbells. So you're gonna hold them like football golf style. You walk 1 minute that way, then you put them straight back down again for 1 minute and you repeat that. That is a quick little routine. And so what I usually do is I will start off with the dumbbells. I will do that for either 2 rounds each time or 3 rounds each time. And then at the end, I'll walk for like just 5 minutes or I'll walk until I've done a full mile. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll add one more circuit onto the end. So I'll walk 1 minute. I'll just like slow the treadmill down to one mile per hour. I will hop off carefully. Then I get in the floor and I will do like 15 tricep push-ups on my knees. Let's not like get crazy here. Corinne's doing those on her knees. So I'll do like either 10 to 15 tricep push-ups. And then I'll roll over and do like 20, some kind of a crunch. So sometimes I'll have my feet straight up in the air and I'll crunch to my toes. Sometimes I'll do bicycles, whatever you wanna do, but you can do 1 minute of walking, 10 to 15 tricep push-ups, an ab exercise, and you can alternate that for like 3 or 4 times and grab a little bonus chest, a little bonus core at the end of it. And you can even, if you wanna walk 2 minutes, and then get off and do those. You can until you like hit 20 minutes. So it's just an easy routine. I like this because it's a good finisher for an arm day. It's even a good finisher for a shoulder day. If you do an upper body day, it's a good finisher for that. So it's like you get your strength workout in and then you end with some really light weights and you just work on some cardio with fatigued muscles. So that's the workout. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is because it's July 31st. It's so fucking easy for people on July 31st to think, tomorrow my diet starts. No, it doesn't. Today We're finishing the month with a bang. So I do not want people sitting around thinking that because it's the 31st and the last day of the month, plus it's a Saturday, that you can be an asshole to yourself. It's a no. We don't diet around here. So when we don't diet, that means that on the last day of the month, we treat it with reverence and specialness. The last day of the month is where we assess. The last day of the month is where we look to our future self to see what she's going to be doing in 30 days. The last day of the month is where we go out with a bang. So I like to go out with a good workout. I like to go out with an assessment. And I like to go out knowing how I'm going to show up for myself for the next month. So that's my day. I'll be working on my assessments. I've already done half of all my work. I'll be teaching you guys later. And then I will finish my assessments today. I will have had a good workout. I will have drank all my water. I will get my ass to bed tonight, get my sleep. And I will just do the things. All right? You guys have a good one. Hashtag 60 days. Bye.